to the John Covey Podcast, the place to thrive and not just survive. Are you looking for business ideas, sales and marketing advice, or some motivation and courage to chase the life you desire? John Covey is a multi-award winning success coach, helping you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in the easiest and most enjoyable way. Interested in learning more about working with John? Head over to johncovey.com, where you will find a selection of free tools, content, and information. Okay, let's dive into this episode. Here's your host, John Covey.
Hi guys, welcome to the John Covey Podcast. This is episode 93. Right, so today I'm going to talk about the silence in social media, the silent engagement, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that in a moment. I feel that, and I've felt this too, and I know lots of different people feel this all the time, but because you put the commitment into social media, because you plan, because you have paid attention to what's working, what's not working, or maybe you've not, you know, maybe you've not done any of that stuff, maybe you just post anyway. But here's the thing, right? When no one's liking the stuff that you're posting, when no one's sharing it, when no one's commenting on it, it can feel massively disheartening. Do you know? And it's very easy to see why that would stop people from continuing to post, and quite easily turning around and saying, do you know, this social media stuff doesn't really work for my type of business. And listen, I've heard that conversation many, many, many times. I set up a social media agency long before it became popular, and we were looking after some pretty decent sized client accounts, and the amount of businesses that we'd approached in that time who said to us, listen, you know, we've looked at social media, it's not a right fit for us, we just don't think our audience is there, it's not going to work, or we've tried it and it doesn't work. And I think that a lot of this is decided on the engagement. Just because you've not got 100 million followers or a million followers or even 10,000 followers, and you know, you're not getting no likes, you're not getting no comments. Listen, we want that stuff. That makes us feel fuzzy and warm and cuddly, and it's nice and it feels appreciated. But that's not the stuff that's important. The stuff that's important is it producing results? And this is one of the things that I've said that I have to come to terms with myself, is that my content, my social content, gets some engagement. It doesn't get massive engagement, and it's very easy to pick that to pieces and say, well, maybe the content's rubbish. Maybe the audience is wrong. Maybe I'm targeting the wrong audience. Maybe the content that I'm putting together needs to be more creative. Maybe it's too creative. Maybe it looks more expensive than it is. Maybe it looks like it's cheap. Maybe it's looking high-end and the audience is not. And you can very easily start pulling strings and unraveling one thing after the next, after the next, after the next, and you'll just drive yourself in like insane. When the reality is that my websites produce in the region of 40 to 70 new leads every single month. Now, that's the metric that matters from social media, is the fact that it's doing what it's designed to do. It's producing leads for my businesses every single month. And that's the thing that I should target. That's the thing that I should focus on, because them leads then convert into business. And you know, once you start to work out how many leads you need to get to be able to convert that into business, then it makes it very easy for you to look at what activity you need to do, because the activity leads to the leads, and the leads to the conversion and the sales, and you know where I'm going. So what I really want to talk about now is the vital importance that you have to stay committed, that you have to keep being consistent, you have to keep on posting, you have to keep on giving the content, even if you are not getting the engagement that you hope for, even if people aren't liking it. If the number, because it shows you on Facebook, it shows you how many people seen the post that you're sharing. You go to LinkedIn, it shows you how much reach you've had. Now, if that number's zero, then yeah, okay, you've got a major problem, but it never is. All right, they choke the feed, they, you know, they really stifle it, and they, the algorithms really, the engagement obviously helps the algorithms massively. And there's little hacks that you can do to make sure that your algorithms stay fresh. And that's usually just by challenging something that you know people's going to respond to. You know, you post something out there saying, I mean, I saw a really great hike a while, well, a few, probably, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago, someone posting saying, I know the secret to hacking the Facebook or LinkedIn algorithm. Well, you can imagine the amount of people commenting on that. It just lifted it through the roof. You know? So there's lots of things you can challenge them. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that unless that reach, unless that people who've seen it numbers zero, then you've got to just keep doing what you're doing. Keep on pushing it. Keep on putting the stuff out there because it'll connect with the people who really want to see this. And I tried to find some stats on this and I can't really find any, but the one number that kept on popping back was something in the region of 90%. But there was nothing that was really researched what I could find into this, but the number were 90% of social media users are lurkers, i.e. they don't engage, they don't comment, they don't like, they don't do nothing. So, and there could be a few reasons for that. Like, it might be that they are... there's a lack of interest in the post. That could be one of the things. They don't like it. They're not interested in it. It lands in the timeline. It's got no relevance to them. Sure, that's probably going to be a proportion of it. It could be that they've got privacy concerns. They don't want to post things on there because they feel like that if they do that, it opens up the gateway to their feed, to their profile, and they're all eyes on me. It could be privacy concerns. It could be that they're timid in the public domain. It could be that, you know, they don't want people looking at them. They're quite happy just to sit back and relax. And it could be even down to the fact that they've got, you know, limited technology, which I'm certain it's probably not that one. So it's a number of different reasons why people aren't engaging. I would say that a large proportion of it, if not the largest proportion of it, is that they just feel like they have no engagement or desire to engage with content at all. It's not a dig at you, it's not a dig at me, it's not a dig at the content, it's just, they just don't like engaging. You know, they're quite happy just to sit there and lurk, and they are the silent engagers. These are the people, I might see if I can key that as a hashtag. Hashtag silent engagers. Use it if you're watching this or listening to this or however you're consuming this, share it around with a link back to it with the hashtag silent engagers. Or maybe you won't, because maybe you're a silent engager. Who knows? We'll see if we see any of these hashtags. I'm gonna track it and see what happens. But listen, like, so the silent engagers are vital to your business because they're a huge audience. We know that somewhere in the region of 90% of social medias are silent lurkers. So there's a huge audience of people who see your content, who consume your content, who don't like it, in terms of they don't tick the like button or the heart shape or whatever platform you're on. They don't comment, they don't even share it, they just consume it. And here's some stats here's some information that I constantly receive. I get messages on LinkedIn, I get text messages, I get Facebook messages and DMs and you know, a multitude of different messages that I receive all the time from people saying, John, like, really appreciate the videos that you do, really like the blog post that you wrote, really like the whatever it is that you've done, or this, it's really helpful. But they don't like the content where it's shared on the platform. No, they don't give it a thumbs up, they don't comment on it saying any of that stuff. And it, again, as I said at the start, it can feel a little bit disheartening. You know, it's like, well, but that's the ego. That's the ego coming to play. The ego wanting the ego likes. The ego wanting the ego comments and shares. When, again, as I said at the start, the reality is that what we should be focusing on is the leads that it produces. Like, that's why we're doing it. Like, if we're not getting leads from social media, then it's a waste of time. Likewise, if your website isn't producing any leads, it's a waste of time. The amount of conversations I've had with people about this, like your website is there to get you leads. If you are not getting leads from your website, the website is a complete waste of time. And it's not about whether it's a brochure site or a portfolio website. It's there to get leads. End of. That's what it's got to do. If you haven't, if you're not getting leads from it, you are wasting money. Joe, you're wasting money on hosting, you're wasting money on the build, you're wasting the time it may take you to build it. It's just a waste of time. And exactly the same for social media. If you're not producing leads, if you're not getting leads from social media, waste of time. Try and find a different route. Try and find something else to do. And listen, there could be a number of reasons why you're not getting leads from your social media. And it could be, maybe this is linked directly to the engagement side. Maybe you are denying people what they want. You know, if you're in a certain industry and the content you're providing your audience is not what they want, then sure, you know, you're not going to get no leads. They're not going to engage. Nothing's going to come from that. You know, you're not making room for new users. You know, the older generation, you know, the baby boomers, they're flocking to social media like fast. And you only have to look at the uptake in sites like TikTok and the kind of users that's now flocking to TikTok. You've got all the celebrities on there now. You know, you've got big named celebrities who are not the youngsters, they're not the millennials, they're not that, you know, there's probably some baby boomers, there's the Gen Xers, there's my age, my range, my era, we're moving into there rapidly. And so there's a risk that the content that's being created or the information that you're serving is not making room for that new audience. And it could be that you're just not listening. You're just not listening to what people want. And you're talking and you're not listening. This is a sales issue that I teach people all the time. Like, you've got two ears and one mouth. And you've got that for a reason. And you listen because you don't know how to solve someone's problem unless you know what problem they've got. If you're just trying to tell people that they need this and they need that and they need this and they need that and they need and need and need and need, when in reality we know that people don't buy from need, people buy from want. You know, if I want this, I'm gonna go and buy it. If I bought the things that I needed, well, life would look a lot different. You know, we need to spend a little bit more time maybe not in the gym right now because of the COVID-19 situation, but like, we need to be spending more time outside, we need to be doing more exercise, we need to be probably not consuming as much alcohol in this COVID-19 situation, we need to eat a little bit more healthier, we need to do a lot of things, and we do the things that we want to do. And so again, if your content is pushing and saying need, and they don't want, then again, you're not going to get no leads. They're not going to be, the engagement's going to be zero. But again, we're not talking about the engagement right now. We're talking about leads. The engagement is the silent engagement. So there's a lot of things that could be stopping social working for you. Now, there is a index that Sprout Social, which is a social media platform management tool, and they put out an index. I think it's quarterly, it might be annually, I forget exactly when it is. You can download it for free. And it goes into great depth in social media, into research. It's a fantastic report. If you've got some time spare and you're wanting to sit in the garden and catch some of these sun rays that we're very fortunate to have right now, then maybe grab this on your iPad or your tablet or whatever it is that you use in your phone, MacBook, computer, laptop, whatever it is, and download this guide and give it a good read, because it does give you some really good insights. Now, one of the things that it does talk about is the types of content that consumers want to engage with. So although I'm talking a lot about silent engagement, again, when I'm saying they want to engage with, maybe this is the silent engagement here as well. So here are some of the stats. So 68% of consumers want to see images. 50% want to see video. 30% want just text-based posts. And 26% want to see just stories. A further 26% will engage with polls. Now, polls are really, really good because whenever I do them, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram, I've not really done it on LinkedIn. I think that's a new feature that's just opened because I've seen a few people doing it. But whenever I run these polls on Instagram or inside Facebook on the groups that I'm part of, they get actual real engagement. Like, people will answer the polls. And polls are fantastic for you to identify what people want to hear. They're going to tell you exactly what it is that they want, so you can then start tailoring content towards it. So that's got to be a part of your strategy somewhere. It just works. 22% want live video. So are you putting out live videos? And I think it's very daunting for some people. They are a little bit scared. They're worried what people might say. They're worried that no one will show up. They're worried that people might call them out and question the stuff that they're talking about. There's a lot of reasons that people don't do live video. And, do you know, probably some of it's valid. But you've got to build the muscle and just do it. Do you know, just make live video part of your strategy, whether you do it once a month, once a week, once a day, several times a day. It's like, it's what people are wanting. 22% of consumers want live video. So if you're in a certain industry, then talk about that kind of stuff. 17% want GIFs. So GIFs are great. You know, I read some research recently that Giphy is now the second largest search engine. It gets more views, more searches than YouTube, which is staggering. So, I mean, maybe there's a strategy there for you creating your own GIFs that people can use, and it's branded, or it has some kind of product placement of your product with inside it. I don't know. Maybe that's a strategy for you to look at. 16% want URLs, so links to other brand content. So this could be, you know, information, informative stuff. It could be maybe it's links to other people's videos and content as well. 11% say that Q&As are something that they want to see, so they want to get into discussions. And 10% want user-generated content, which is interesting. And I'd be interested to maybe look into this a little bit further, because, I mean, like, TikTok is 100% user-generated content, and just, I mean, it gets billions, like, of billions of downloads. It's or users each month. I mean, that's an interesting one. Ultimately, guys, like, the message I want to try and get across here is that it's very easy to get hung up on people that's liking, commenting and sharing. And yes, we all want that. I want that. You want that. We all want to put a post out there and have 100 million people like it, and have 20 billion of them people, although there's not 20 billion people around, but having the world comment on it and having that stage that everyone's looking at you and sharing it and it going viral. Like, why would we not, why would we not want that? Who would not want that? If you're posting content in that space, of course you're going to want that. But let's not sacrifice the real, the real result that we're trying to achieve. We're trying to get leads. That's the purpose of social media. You're trying to generate leads. And so, yes, we want to get lots of engagement on there. And yeah, there's going to be a strategy where you need to get some engagement. Otherwise, you know, the algorithms are going to play against you, and you're not going to get the exposure, and it's not going to be shown. So you've got to make sure that you do pay attention, and, you know, you want to get some engagement. But ultimately, guys, there are a huge amount of social lurkers, the silent engagers. And that is what I want you to really remember. Remember that, the silent engagers, that's a huge market of people right there, right now. And as I described earlier, I get messages all the time from people saying, John, loved your video, loved it. In fact, I run a weekly networking meeting. So every Tuesday at 9:30 in the morning, I run a networking meeting. I mean, I've done that since the start of the lockdown with all this COVID-19, the coronavirus. So I run that literally from the start, an online networking meeting up at 9:30 every Tuesday. And one of the things that was mentioned yesterday, we did a breakout into some breakout rooms. We paired people up, so they got a one-to-one, so they got a meeting. And one of the things that came out of that was we asked for some feedback and some, is there any referrals or thank yous? And one of the things were, there's someone again saying, you know, they connected with me on one of the social platforms. They consume my content and it's really, really good. And they like how I make it simple and easy to follow. But again, this particular person doesn't like the stuff, doesn't comment on the stuff, doesn't share the stuff. And again, this is an example of the silent engagement that's happening right now. People are consuming, they're just not liking, and that's fine. Remember that. So, guys, that's it. Another episode down, another episode done. What I will say is, if you do come across anybody that needs to listen to this message, that feels, you know, a little bit down when their engagement levels are low, if any at all, like, tag them in. Show them this message, because they'll thank you for it later. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed that episode. I'm going to try and get some guests lined back up again. Now we're starting to get some level of normality back into the world, with lockdown easing slightly. It's been an interesting time. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do tag people in. And guys, give it a like.